My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. But anyway, I started hearing that this guy has been dogging us in St. Cloud. He's on a rival station that we were on. And so we checked it out, and we listened to it for like 3 minutes, and we go, oh, this is no worries here, because it was that bad. It was shit. So we just wanted to see who the hell was talking shit about us. And then that was that. I forgot about it. Years later, I'm here doing this. I've made friends with Carl. And then I happen to be listening to the one time that I'm listening to Who Are These Podcasts. And Carl's like, oh, yeah, my friend Aaron Imhold. I'm like, that? Huh? Why do I know that name? Oh, yeah, that's that fucking guy. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what his story is. And then I see he got fired from radio. You know how he got fired? He was on the radio. And a competitor in St. Cloud got a job in another town, states away. And so she's leaving the market. And he goes on social media and starts talking shit about her. Okay? And because he was so mean, he ended up getting fired because it looked so bad. So, I'm like, huh, all right, well, maybe he's changed. Maybe he's cool now. I don't know. I mean, if it's good enough, I don't care. If Carl likes him, then I'm fine with that. E-Rock clarifies, it wasn't that he was mean. It was he had people harassing and threatening her. Okay, calls, Facebook, etc. Hell, I've done that. I almost got fired for that exact same thing. We were on the air in Springfield, Illinois. The program director got us fired, and then he took over. And he had a chick with her. And as soon as that happened, I went on social media and did the exact same thing that you are describing right there. And I almost got fired. The general manager of the radio station called Peter Kosan and threatening a lawsuit. And then I get a fucking phone call from Freebird. Hello? Dude, you're going to get fucking fired. I'm like, fuck you. There's no way. That's bullshit. That was when I thought that I was infallible and bulletproof. I was like, there's no way. I'm the shit. I can do anything I want. Fuck you. Hung up. Fucking year and a half later, I'm fired. All right, so Carl's pals now. I go, oh, maybe he's cool. And I even did it. One of the shows I did, he was on it. And he was seemed nice. I had no problem with him. And then the next thing I know, Carl hates him. I'm like, what happened? I go, I didn't say anything to you at the time, but he seemed like a cocksucker. So now you hate him? Yeah. Okay, well, I hate him too then. Got away with that. Fired for a pants comment. It makes sense. This guy, this Aaron Imhold, I swear to God, he was doing a podcast, not that different from this. The only difference was instead of sponsors, he would do his show on tips. And he would have a, you know how I'm doing the fundraiser for the Great Food Giveaway? He would do that every single day, but for him. I think he still does it that way. And he had his wife on there. And I'll say this. She is so cute, his wife. Not in a I want to bone her way. It's just they were the most mismatched couple because he looks like retarded Eddie Munster, and she's like a knockout. The story goes that there was a guy in town named Nick Rakakis. And I guess he's a content creator, too, and a lawyer. And I'm probably getting some of this wrong. Pardon me if it is. But supposedly, there was some three-way sex going on between that guy and this dude and his wife. And someone in the WATP universe described what was described as credible evidence that this Rakakis guy supposedly, allegedly, jizzed onto her boobies, and that allegedly, what's his name? Steel Toe ate it off like he was a jizz eater. What the fuck? Well, anyway, that relationship ended up going south, and the dude, Steel Toe, and the wife, they got divorced. Well, as all that's unfolding, then you got like a war of words, and it was really weird. Now, I think she just vanished. She doesn't want any part of this going forward, but this is incredible. He then, it happened. He was convicted of this. He sent nudes of the ex-wife to another podcaster. Was it Bisconti? And that's a problem. They call that revenge porn. She is divorced and remarried now. Well, he was arrested. He was tried. He was convicted, and he went to jail for I don't know how long, but he went to jail. And if you're a podcaster, that's fucking great. Think about how that is an interesting story. Everything that I just said there, you remember how I was talking about how important drama is? That's outstanding drama. My God, you got to lean into that. And I'm sure he has. He has enough sense to know what to talk about and what not to talk about. Corn Pop says, I just sent some cheddar on Venmo, Easy. I appreciate you so much. So do all those underprivileged folks, a.k.a. the poors. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm not adding this to the total yet. Nick G sent some along, as well as E-Rock. All right. My ADHD-addled brain has opened up several Pandora's boxes here on the show. So I don't even know where I am or how we got here. Rebecca asks, when are you going to be on the news for the great food giveaway? Tuesday. Tuesday at, I don't know, sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. Cole says, Steel Toe is brutal to listen to. He begs for money and he's always winning, according to him. Even though his wife left him and he went to jail and is broke as a joke. Well, he might not be broke as a joke if everybody's giving money to him. Bob says, I might be able to give last minute. Don't know when the first paycheck will drop. Bob, that's sweet. You've already given money, and you're just starting up again. Okay? It's okay, buddy. You don't need to do that. I can't tell you what to do, but at the same time, that is, that's really fantastic. All right, for those of you that are enjoying the show on Facebook, Kick, and YouTube, the rest of it is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Go there, follow me on Twitch. You'll know when I go live because it sends you a notification, and away you go. I'm trying to get as many people as I can who might follow the show or watch it on these other platforms to consider making Twitch the place to be for you to get all of the content that I have for free each and every day of the work week. As well, I have the Patreon. Today, a lot of content will be posted, including the bonus podcast, including Who Are These Free Beers, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's an additional 2 hours of content today only. You know, that's for the folks that are not fans of me. They say, yeah, if it weren't for Freebeer and Hot Wings shows, you wouldn't have anything. I said, well, that's not true at all. I do that show 1 hour a week, and I put several more hours, 15 to 20 more hours in addition, up on there each week. So that's nonsense. But whatever, you believe what you want to believe. People try to piss me off with that, and I admit it does get under my skin sometimes when people suggest that, if you just fucking open your eyes and look. Anyway, you can sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to reach me, you can say hello on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com. But for now, thanks to those folks who are watching on Kick, Facebook, and YouTube, but I am sending you on your way. The open and live stream of this show brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. That's where the great food giveaway is happening on Tuesday, December 23. 616-532-6600. I think I'm going to try to count how many of the vehicles smell like pot. Honestly, I don't know what it is. Hey, where do you want us to put the food? In the trunk. You open up the trunk, smells like pot. I'm not judging. I kind of am. E-Rock says, easy has tons of content that you won't listen to, so leave them alone. That's a great thing. That's a great thing to say. Becca Shea says, haters be hating. Rebecca says, dude, you did an entire show this week without prepping anything. Ask me anythings can be best content. I love ask me anythings. And that's open all the time. You can ask anything, anytime. I'll stop what I'm doing to answer questions. Anyway, so not only that, you also get guys who show up at the Great Food Giveaway and they're driving an Escalade. And part of me wants to go, all right, okay, dude, you got an Escalade, but you want free food. The guy behind you is driving a 88 Ford Taurus. The guy behind you is walking. You're in an Escalade. What the fuck? We should hire a great food giveaway judge. You know, there has to be certain things that are in our line of sight to see if you pass the sniff test. And if there's guy in Escalade, that's a red flag. And then we'll order him out of the line. You know, if guy pulling up has, TV dinners, empty TV dinner containers on the front dash of his car, underneath, in between the windshield and the dash, You know that fucker lives there. If the car's a huge pile of shit, you know that this person is probably definitely one of the poors. If they stink, probably poor. Busted out teeth. We need that. That's a winner. Old. Fixed income. Yes. But guy in Escalade, I think he should be told to fuck off. Donut Dan says, don't do this, but maybe you need to do a free weed giveaway. So, okay, they get the dog food, they get the apples, they get the feminine hygiene products, they get the food and free weed. Other things that are red flags for poverty. Tailpipe dragging, yes. Just loud vehicle. Maybe one of the tires is one of those spares that's super small. Many children in the back. Dirty children. Bad smelling dogs in the vehicle. Dog shit actually in the car. E-Rock, if the antenna is duct taped to the car, oh my God, yes. Well, even just an antenna. All new cars don't have an antenna. They just got that spot on top of the roof. You know, any car with a carburetor, that means you get food. David in Hudsonville says, smoking with a baby in the back. Yes. Bob says, when I was younger and broke as hell, I had an Escalade. Used ones aren't as expensive as you'd think. No, you're right. I mean, if you got shitty Escalade, okay. But, you know, if the chick, okay. If there's any hot chicks that want free food, that's a red flag. Attractiveness, get out. There are zero, count them, zero attractive poor people. Okay? The second you go through poverty and you're like food sensitive, as they say, or hungry, you're also ugly. Sorry, I just thought Darla was peeing there. Did you see that? And I whipped my head around like, what are you doing? Mismatched body panel colors. Yep. Becca Shea, it needs to be a Sir Mix-a-Lot type of hoopty. Donut Dan says, person working in radio would qualify as a person who gets to stay in line for sure. By the way, I am due a pay raise, and I'm stoked. All right. The Michigan minimum wage is going up. Now, 1 year ago, it went up. And I went from, okay, $12 an hour to like $12.65 for my voice track job. And it's going up again, but this time it's going up like a whole $1.15 or something like that. I think I'm going to be making like $13.50 an hour for that gig. Holy shit. Donut Dan says, let me be the line cop for determining who gets food. Yeah, I don't know. I think this is all something that might be okay to talk about, but I seriously don't think that this is going to be implemented. All right, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say most of the people that are going to be at the Great Food Giveaway are going to be down on their luck that really need that food. That would be a hell of a moment, though, if we had were able to have that conversation. Do you really need this food? You're driving an Escalade. I think that that's all you'd have to ask, short and sweet. Do you really need this food? You're driving a Mercedes-Benz. And get to actually put them on the hot seat. Amanda says, I think you are still doing one per car. Sorry, I'm late to this conversation. No, we didn't discuss. Yes, only one per car. I think there'll be a sign up that says one per car. W-2s need to be presented for great food giveaway consideration. How poor are you? So I really, getting back to that Sharon Moore thing, I really want to hear that TMZ has the 17-second audio clip. I looked for it and I couldn't find it. Of course, I didn't do that good of a job trying to find that. Let's see if they have anything right now. Oh God, I got to get to this. Actually, this is even better. Bijan Robinson for the Atlanta Falcons was on Thursday Night Football last night on Prime Video. He had a great game. The Falcons came back and beat the Buccaneers. And he said something that I have said many times on this show. Corn Pop says, I've been waiting for this story. Because this dude had to apologize for this.
No, you had a play where they threw it to you in the Bijan. They threw it to you in the backfield. You made the first one miss. Dead leg, three people. Cut across the field. I said, oh, this boy grew up in the backyard.
Hey, spear the queer. That's what we do. Spear the
queer. Kill the carrier.
Okay, did you hear the guy go, kill the carrier? Which is was the politically correct version of smear the queer. And Bijan posted an apology. Okay. It's embarrassing. Okay, God damn it. I should have had this ready. I recognize the mistake and make sure to do better in the future. You know, all the usual stuff. I wonder if someone had to tell him or he came up with it on his own. Falcons running back. Hey, everyone, I want to apologize for the insensitive comment I made in the broadcast. It was a football game that we used to play as a kid, but that's not an excuse. I recognize the mistake and make sure to do better in the future. It was not reflective of my beliefs, and I am sorry to those I offended, seriously. Now, he's like a sweet dude, so everybody's like, whatever. Iraq says, well, it depends what the queer was, quote, carrying. Could be an AIDS joke. Both are in bad form. You don't start a sincere apology with, hey, everyone. For once, I would just love to see. Hey, everyone. Smear the queer is what I said. And that's what we played. In fact, I'm going to go play Smear the Queer now. It's hysterical. It's a great rhyme. And we need to bring that back in the school field. No, let's go instead with kill the carrier. Like, that's better. Kill the carrier. Bullshit. Smear the queer is where it's at. I'll tell this to my daughter, who is like one of the local lesbians. Say, honey, we're going to go play Smear the Queer. Dad. And that's all I'll get. I'll get a dad. Like, she's got a dog. And it's fantastic. Her and her husband, who is Ash. And they have a dog. And you're like, wait, she's gay and she's got a husband? Yeah, her husband is a transgender dude. And the dog's name, she goes, hey, we got a dog. I go, whoa, yeah, oh my God, who is this? And it's looking at me. It's one of those little doodle dogs. She goes, this is Lyra. I go, it is? She goes, yeah. I go, Lyra the Queera. She's out there, fuck you. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says it was always smear the queer or kill the guy with the ball. Yeah, there's that too. Now, this for me, this is way, way back. So you're old too, Chris. I don't know if you're as old as I am, but we're talking 1978. And I've told this story before, but it's fan-fucking-tastic. We would play N-word pile. You would smear the queer, and then while the queer is being smeared, and by the way, Eric Sutton was the best at smear the queer.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
And true story, Eric Sutton was so good at smear the queer. And I'll find this. Eric Sutton took his smear the queer playing abilities to American Gladiators. American Gladiators. I said that weird. Wonder if I can find that. Please tell me. I used to be able to find this all the fucking time. This is the kid. This kid was our champion at Smear the Queer.
That's kind of a machismo ring to it, doesn't it? Combining the skills of wrestling and football. Football takes me back a little.
JC with his bad wing dips low.
That's not Eric.
Gemini just got
the shoulder of JC right Love here. Jordan has to be bothering him.
Eric in the past has tried to hurdle over the Gladiators. This time
I went to high
to
school with this guy.
Straight through Gemini. Not
no, he got smeared
idea.
There like
that
a queer.
Mike, either, Mike. But strangely enough, he had him right around the
I mean, he's like 19
line,
years old. He's taking
Gemini
on these
just
fucking
too strong,
body
pushes build. Him back.
This dude was such a bitch in a good way. I mean, he was beat your ass.
Outside of the ring,
I remember watching fights with this guy when he would take, because he was a jock and he played basketball and he played football and he played soccer and he was a hockey player and he was a wrestler. He's doing like three sports at once, this Eric Sutton. And then the burnouts, he'd fight five or six guys at a time. This dude. And he'd always win. He would always beat their ass. It was amazing. All right. Anyway, Eric Sutton was always the queer, but he really wasn't, and we'd smear him. So anyway, after he'd get smeared, finally, after like 25 guys bring him down, we would N-word pile, and you have to yell it. So all these white kids, Polacks, Italians, and me would jump on him, and we're yelling, N-word pile! And then the lunch ladies are going, oh, geez, that's great. Well, then somebody got hurt on N-word pile. So then, but we didn't know that that was the reason why the game was a problem. We thought that the game was a problem because we were saying the N-word. So we go back into classroom. This is fucking Mr. Barkovich's class. And he goes, recess. We have a problem. And we're like, okay, this is it. This is the end of N-word pile. And he wanted to convince us to stop it because not because we were saying the bad word, but because of the injury to somebody. Somebody took like a knee to the eye, had a black eye or whatever, who probably they just put him in the clinic and put like a stake on it back then. Here, put this stake on it. Like that scene from Sandlot. Dennis Leary. And then he's back in the classroom. He's concussed. But Mr. Barkovich says, yeah, no more. And then he said it. No more playing N-word, Pyle. And we're like, what? But he said the word. So we're like, we were confused. He goes, yeah, so-and-so got hurt. So no more. And he said, you know, the actual word. And it was no big deal. It was, you know, cool, I guess, to say that. I'm surprised Mr. Cracknell, the elementary school principal, didn't come on the PA and announce it to the whole school. No more N-word Pyle. Bob says, you can't play 80% of the games we played as kids. Crack the whip. Oh, red butt. Dodgeball is even frowned upon. I don't know red butt. I know that in my school, and I don't know if your school had this, the ceiling of the gymnasium at Wilkerson Elementary, you know, that was the basketball court, and it served as where you ate fucking lunch, and there was a rope. And it was a big rope that you, like, would tie a ship at dock with. And it went all the way to the ceiling. So you're thinking it's about 25 feet up. And part of the presidential fitness test, you had to do a lot. But one of the things you had to do in the presidential fitness test was attempt to climb that rope. So I have no strength. I put my hands on it, and I put some degree of pressure on it, and my weak grip, it just fails. You know, I don't even get an inch off the ground. But you know that there's a handful of these, Badger says, bloody knuckles. Yeah, for sure. That was a great game, too. You get a handful of these strong kids that they go right up it, you know? Think about that. You're at the top. You touch the rafter, and then you let yourself down. And they would put a pad below it in case you fell. And that's it. Can you imagine had, like, Jeff Weinman fell off that fucking thing and hit the ground on his head? He'd be more unrecognizable than 9/11 victims. David says that damn rope gave a hell of a burn to the hands. Bob says they still do rope climb at my kid's school. I think they've harnessed it in like rock climbing now, though. Chris in Maine says, did your dad ever take a wild stance and defend you when you'd get in trouble for N-word Pyle? No. Well, dad wasn't around by then. Dad actually wasn't in the home when I was 8. And he wouldn't care. I mean, if they came home and said, hey, Eric said the N-word, he'd say, so what? This is 1978. The N-word is cool. There was also that the pegboard thing that you go up. And then I remember I would get on that pull-up bar, and I could not do one pull-up. One. And it seemed impossible to me. And so the gym teacher said, okay, just hang. So then I extended my arms. And as soon as I hung, I felt like all of the muscles that aren't there in my back just want to get ripped off the bone in my hands. I just let go and I landed on the ground. It's awful. I was such a feeble, weak fuck. But I had probably the worst mouth ever. And nothing has changed. Except now, at least back then, I knew I was a pussy. Now I talk tough and actually think that I'm tough. I could probably use an ass kicking sometime soon to get me off of my high horse. I think I need that. Dan says, like Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. Black Belt Nick says, we had a kid in middle school that could do 20 pull-ups with no issue. 100%. You find kids like that everywhere. They're the athletes. Stupid as shit, but great athletes. E-Rock suggests the bringing back lawn jarts, which you know the story of that. The giant metal darts with plastic fins that fly beautifully through the air. You get it in the hoop. You get a ringer. Well, some little fuck got in the way, and the jart went it through his skull and killed the kid because he's a dumb fuck. And now you have no more jarts. I have a set of jarts. They're actually busted to some degree, but some of them still work up north at Fear Bunker North. Metal tips and everything. But they're so old and the plastic is so brittle. It's very difficult. Our pal Stu McAllister has a shirt that says bring back jarts. I bet that with a 3D printer and some basic fabricating, my friends at Merchant Automotive could make me a set of jarts. Amanda says, let's face it, none of us played the right way where you were supposed to get it in that who we all got in a circle or something. You threw the dart off and everybody had to run away. Yeah, that's looks like it's written in a little bit of a different language. I think I know what you mean. I have no idea where I'm at right now. Let me knock out a sponsor or two, and then I have another. Wait a minute. I was talking about the guy, the Bijan Robinson, saying smear the queer. That's too bad that he had to make that stupid apology. I wonder if someone held his feet to the fire about that. I'm sure they did. Speaking of Merchant Automotive, if you have a truck with a Duramax diesel engine or an Allison transmission and you get in the weeds and you cannot repair it, reach out to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. Merchant-automotive.com. Go to their website and you can get all the information about their services and what they repair to get your vehicle running in tip-top shape. They also have hundreds of kits that they fabricate there at the shop to improve the performance of your vehicle. That's why I think they can fabricate some jarts for me. Merchant-automotive.com. Becca Shea says, remember Red Rover? Everyone gets clotheslined. Yeah, that or your shoulders get ripped out of socket. We used to have a game in gym, the same place with the rope. You'd sit on a piece of wood that's like the size of a linoleum tile or a ceramic tile, and it had wheels on the bottom of them. And so you're then moving across the court or the floor, playing some fucking game, and that's about all I remember of it, other than I remember that one time I had my hand down and some motherfucker rode over my fingers. Oh, shit. Okay, just in the short time talking about the gym class on this show, these are several moments in time where people could have horrible injuries. I don't think that any of these things happen anymore in gym class, generally, the same way I've been describing them here. Thank you as well to Impact Power Sports. Already talked about them. Kuiper Tree Care. If you got a tree down, inclement weather causing damage, or you know that in the spring you'll be getting some trees removed that have lived past their prime, Kuiper Tree Care is who you need to call in West Michigan. K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com at 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. There's another clip from football going around of a football coach who's pissed off. And this coach is of the other team. You know how the one guy said, smear the queer? Well, the team that his team beat was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they were, the Bucs blew a 14-point lead. And this is bad for their playoff chances. So the coach is pissed off. Now, I know this about this coach, Todd Bowles. He's a pretty mild-mannered dude. But I guess he goes full MF on this thing. I have not viewed this. I've only read about it. And I like to play it, get the first reaction on the show. So here we go. This is Todd Bowles.
Excusable. You don't make excuses. You got to fucking care enough where the shit hurts. You got to fucking care enough where the shit hurts. It got to fucking mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your fucking livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that shit. It was in the fucking excusable, and there's no fucking answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the fucking mirror. Excusable.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here. The fact that he still, remember I said he's a laid-back guy? That was a laid-back rant. It almost seems inappropriate. That's a foul, in my opinion, to use that word that many times and not be pounding the fucking podium. You can't be weak with your F-bombs. You can't say them politely. If you're going to put fucking into the word inexcusable, in fucking excusable like that, you got to be, blood pressure through the roof, ripping shit down behind you, take off your shirt, punch somebody in the face, but you can't do this.
You don't make excuses. You got to fucking care enough where the shit hurts. You got to fucking care enough where the shit hurts. It got to fucking mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your fucking livelihood. How well?
I think those two are the same. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. I think a job is your livelihood.
How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that shit. It was in the fucking excusable, and there's no fucking answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the fucking mirror.
Okay. In my brain, I'm racking my memory banks for great rants. Jerry Burns, Minnesota Vikings rant. I might have played this before. This goes way back, 1989. They beat the Rams in this clip.
And Merriweather just made a great play. Faked the guy on the outside, stepped inside him, and made the block. It was a hell of a game. I mean, shit, for $23, if you can get more excitement than that, hell, you're in the wrong operation.
$23 to get into the game.
It was a hell of a game. And let me say something. As long as I'm in this fucking job, Snelker will be the offensive coach. I mean, no
Okay, Snelker, they had been busting that guy's balls. Busting his balls about firing Snelker. He loves Snelker as the offensive coordinator. And people are dogging him. He's pissed off because fans at the game were telling him to go fuck himself during the game.
What's fucking about that? No fucking question about that. Now, I don't like to name names after a fucking game. But we can't be responsible for the blocking. We can't be responsible for the fucking guys jumping offside. We can't be responsible for fuck. We get down there and it was a dumb play by Anderson. I love Anderson, but it was a dumb fucking play when his foot was shoe was coming off up the line screen. We were hard to take timeout. We had a fucking trap play called, and his fucking shoe comes off. That ain't Bob Snoker's fault. We have another fucking trap play, and if Finney picks up his fucking feet, he walks in. We got the fucking pass to AC out there in the flat. It's a ball thrown in low. That isn't Snoker's fault. We got right down there, we got the second down, and I don't know what the hell, two yards ago, I don't know what, 15, 40, whatever the hell it was, and Irwin jumps offside. Now, these are the things that have been hurting us all along, the little things. We're working at them to stop them. We moved the ball good today, we went down there, and we didn't get the ball in the end zone.
They won, by the way.
Did you win this game?
Did you win this game?
I think we did, yeah. Anything else?
Well, just before you do, though, Carlos, you had a kicking problem in the past.
Talking about the kicker had a problem.
No, we'll stir one up. We'll stir one up here before it's done. You know, he did a sensational fucking job. Kicked seven goddamn field goals. You can win a game many ways, many ways. DJ, I was happy when they kicked the goddamn ball to him. Yeah, last week on the Giants, Christ, he ran 65 yards. This time he fumbles the ball. What the hell can you do? Fuck, you can't. All you do is you prepare as thoroughly as you can. The guys play their asses off.
Didn't sound.
Any
like
other
it.
Questions?
Like this help
yet? Sure, to help us. Sure, I talked to John afterwards. I thought it was a tough one for him to lose. It's a big win. Big win. It was a hell of a great catch by Hassan. We did. The guys didn't give up. A great catch by Hassan. A great field goal by Carlos.
Is that exactly the same play as the previous one?
Exactly the same one. He almost had the ball the previous one. And he went up, and by great effort, he got the ball.
Was AC hurt? Or was
he was hurt. AC had a groin pull on that one pass, and that quick over there that he caught, and he sort of went down and he had the splits.
What's that play called?
It's called squadron left, squadron right, whichever way the squadron line.
The guy goes, what's the name of that play?
He's up squadron fly. Squadron, that was a squadron left, squadron fly. They were going down there. What you're looking for is exactly what happened to that, the tip ball, maybe a penalty, some damn thing. Some damn thing. That same pass. This game reminds me of a Cleveland Brown game when we won down at the old Met Center. When we throw the ball to Century and he lateral the ball to Teddy Brown. Teddy Brown ran out of bounds, made a great play. The next one we hit Ahmad on a squadron right, put it in and won the division.
In this squadron, usually four wide receivers?
Three wide receivers. Three wide receivers. Interference, a great play. Some.
Jerry, your Schnelker endorsement stems from all this stuff over in
the guy feels.
Jerry, your Schnelker endorsement stems from what?
From all the stuff over in
the guy feel like shit afterwards. What?
Or something that happened today? Or just...
Yeah. He felt like shit afterwards. Everybody booing the shit out of me, but he worked his ass off. And no smarter coordinator in football. Fuck, they put his picture up there and the fuckers boo him. Fuckers.
They put his picture up there, and the fuckers boo him.
Fuckers.
And he goes, fuckers. Jerry freaking Burns. R.I.P. Oh, shit. Chris in Maine says, check out the best of Bob Green. He's a Montana high school football coach. Donut Dan, playoffs guy from the Colts, Marv Levy. No, that's Jim Mora. Gotta be some Bobby Knight stuff out there also. You know, what's interesting is Jerry Burns, former Minnesota Vikings coach, same team, years later, Dennis Green had a legendary rant. I take it back. He used to coach the Vikings. In this clip, he's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. So That was all erroneous. But anyway, same guy, Dennis Green.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way.
No, the Bears are what we.
This one's great, is because he goes from 0 to 1,000.
The Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. O'Neal's got to go pee. So I got to get this shit done. Come here. Hey, come here. I'll be right with you. I just got to wrap up. That's what I'll do. I'll wrap up and we'll go potty. Reminder, I'll be doing the Patreon later on. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. You've got to the 15th. That's when open enrollment ends for healthcare.gov. Reach out to Frank and he'll help you every step of the way. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com.
Hey, come here. Don't go to the bathroom over there. Just stay right with me.
That's appointmentwithfrank.com. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. If you have any Asshole of the Day nominations, get them in. There's three locations for King's Room Barbershop. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Love them so much. Your Asshole of the Day, Steel Toe, because I can't think of anybody else. And that's it. That's a Friday ADHD riddled version of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you so much for being part of it and supporting the Great Food Giveaway. You're all too kind, and I'm eternally thankful for your participation in it and with this show. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Bye-bye.